I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Yesterday, I paid a visit to the home of Sherry Gagliardi and Dave Hutchison, and it truly is a tiny house. We're talking a refurbished chrome trailer, not much bigger than a midsize car. The couple is part of the so-called tiny house movement, which is all about living greener, smaller, more clutter-free lives. They're visiting Champlain College tonight to discuss their life on the road in the tiny house. Yesterday, they gave me a tour.
Not really designed for people your height.
I'm about 6'5", and I am leaning down a little bit, but...
It is a 1957 Sportcraft canned ham trailer.
Sherry, can you give us a tour and describe the space we're standing in here? What all this stuff does?
So as you can see, standing in one space, you can see the kitchen, the bedroom, the dining room, which also becomes the guest room, and then a bunch of different storage. This kitchen area breaks, you know, into, it's got a two-burner propane stove. This is just a chill box here.
It's so clean in here. It's so tidy and clean.
Well, yes, it's it is our home. So the thing about our trailer is that it's a lot like a sailboat in that everything has to have its place. And the way to keep it clutter-free is that when you go look for that thing, it's there. And then it goes back there when it's done.
You, I gather, were both academics in North Carolina before you decided to move out of your untiny house and get this tiny mobile house. What on earth prompted you to do this?
Well, many people spend most of their day in an office. And I personally was really, really tired of that and being tied to email and my calendar. I didn't feel like I was growing in my field as much anymore, too. And I really wanted to do something just different.
I think for me, we both had challenging careers. The challenges were becoming how much more can I fit in rather than what I really wanted to be doing.
Philosophically speaking, what are the advantages to living a life in a small place with so much less stuff?
To me, clutter is stress, and it always has been. And so there's just a lot less clutter. We still have a lot of stuff, and we will recognize that, but it's stuff that we can that we use regularly. It's not stuff that we just store and forget about. So pretty much everything that we have with us, we use on a regular basis.
I say that everything has a place in here, but we still have a junk drawer. We still have clutter. It's just smaller. Everything's on a smaller scale. The only thing I'm really obsessive about is the floor, but it takes 30 seconds to clean the floor, you know, so it doesn't stress me out. I just do it, and it's done. So philosophically, everything that is a problem is smaller in scale.
I want to ask about the practicalities of just, well, the two things I think of are money and bathroom. Mm-hmm. How do you make money?
You notice there's no bathroom in here.
How do you make money and where do you go to the bathroom?
Well, that's part of the presentation that we're doing at Champlain College is to talk about how we sustain ourselves along the road, living out of the place that we do. I think in our ideal setting, like what we're shooting for is like 4 months of working somewhere, 4 months of volunteering somewhere, and then 4 months of traveling, like in an annual like cycle.
And what about the bathroom?
Oh, yes. I noticed that he avoided that question.
So, well, here's the thing. If you're camping,
there's
bathrooms.
Bathroom.
There's always a bathroom. When there are not bathrooms, we're in a forest area. And being experienced backcountry travelers, we just use those same methods and apply that to the setting that we're in.
I think a lot of people are drawn to the tiny house movement, quote unquote, because it's more environmentally friendly. But you guys are driving around. You still have a conventional house in North Carolina. You do, I see, have a solar panel on the back of your truck. But is this really more efficient? Are you really making less of a carbon imprint with what you're doing now versus what you were before?
I know that it is still smaller than when we were living in the house. Just for example, for cooking and heating, we use about
$100 to $125 a year in propane.
A year? An entire year?
An entire year.
$100 to $125 in propane. We spent easily $1,500 a year just in propane to heat our house in North Carolina. We've put about 60,000 miles on the truck. And that's in 3 years. I think the average that people drive is 15,000 to 20,000 miles a year.
Sherry Gagliardi and Dave Hutchison live in a tiny house on wheels, and they've hauled their home to the Burlington area, where they'll be giving a talk about their lives on the road at Champlain College tonight. Sherry and Dave, thank you for having us over.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. It's been
Thanks
a pleasure.
Thanks for your interest. Yeah, it's been a pleasure to share it with you.
From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, this is the latest Eye on the Sky weather update. High pressure is edging to the east. A deep layered band of moisture from the Midwest is moving eastward ahead of a cold front that will arrive here late tomorrow evening.